A gathering of about 50 moderate Republican women met to talk about the other women's issues: infrastructure, terrorism, mental illness, drug addiction. None of the four women on the panel addressing them, including Ohio Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, raised the name of Donald Trump. But it's clear who the elephant in every Republican room is this week. And it's clear that some are still struggling with the idea of Donald Trump as the GOP nominee. Shelley Stewart of Northern Virginia says she'll do something this November for the first time in her adult life.
I'm not going to vote for president.
The why takes a lot longer.
Because as far as I can tell, he's a misogynist, he's a narcissist, and his views do not reflect anything of the Republican Party. He's an opportunist, and at his heart, he's not a Republican.
Her companion, Candy Phipps, says she's trying to understand the attraction of Trump.
So I do think he is speaking to something that is missing in the country. I mean, once you get outside of the D.C. bubble, there's obviously some people who are upset, whether it be Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump. So that's startling. And I think we have to pay attention to it. Both Republicans and Democrats need to pay attention to it.
But understanding is a long way from a vote.
And I plan to write in George Will.
As in the columnist and Republican who has gone so far as to depart his party over Donald Trump. Other women at the gathering were less absolute. That includes Stacey Polk, a black Republican woman from Cleveland who owns a diversity consulting company.
I enjoy being a Republican woman, and I am up to the challenge.
It is a challenge, though.
It is a challenge for now, but life is dynamic, and I have not heard all that he has to say, and I have to give him a fair opportunity to meet us where we are and collaborate with us to get where we need to go.
And one of the headliners, Mary Taylor, kept away from the subject as long as she could. Asked after the session about Trump, she talked about John Kasich, her boss, and the Ohio governor, who won Ohio in his own bid for the presidency.
I'm going to wait. I'm here as a delegate for John Kasich, and I still today believe that Governor Kasich is absolutely the best governor in the country, and I think that he could have brought really strong leadership to our country.
Pressed again, she finally concluded,
I'm going to walk out of the convention supporting whoever our nominee is.
A few blocks away, the Ohio delegation breakfast was filled with people like Taylor. In winner-take-all Ohio, all 66 delegates are committed to Kasich on the first ballot, unless he releases them. Most expect Trump will be the nominee, and some say they've accepted that, including Stark County Commissioner Janet Creighton.
You know, we all, listen, he's going to be the nominee. He's going to have the delegates. And as I've said all along, sometimes we don't like the individual, or maybe they're not our favorite person, but he went through the process, and that's the way it is. So, you know, let's move on.
But Clarence Mingo, the Franklin County Auditor and an alternate delegate this year, says he can't vote for Trump. And he's not talking about at the Republican National Convention. He's talking about November 8th.
Well, I'm an individual who lives and walks with Parkinson's disease every day. I watched him mock an individual with a disability and never apologized for it or never took ownership of those remarks. I found that to be deeply offensive. I'm also a veteran of the first Persian Gulf War. I watched Donald Trump mock Senator John McCain and called him less than a hero. Found that offensive as a veteran.
Trump, he says, has hurt people and his party in too many ways. And while Governor Kasich has said he needs to see evidence of an almost religious conversion on Trump's part to endorse him, Mingo says he can't even go there.
Respectfully to the governor, I think character is molded over time, and I don't think there's anything Donald Trump can do in sincerity at this hour with the spotlight on him. I think most of us would perceive that as something less than sincere.
Mingo calls this a historic moment for the GOP. Then he brightens and calls it an opportunity as well. With Trump written off his campaign card, Mingo says he can focus his energy on down-ticket candidates like Senator Rob Portman and remember why he's a Republican. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.